Welcome to a new episode of the World Record Podcast. This is me, B Money. And our guest today is Johnny Pemberton. Visit Johnny's website. He's on the road doing stand-up comedy. Some shows with Duncan Trussell. Go to his website, johnnypemberton.dog. And help keep this show going. If you like the show and you want to hear more of it, go to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. $5 a month, you get bonus episodes. Every episode is at least 30 to 45 minutes longer than what you get here. Go to worldrecordpodcast.com, and that's got links to the Patreon. It's got the videos. Watch the videos if you are so inclined. Also, you can get merch. World Record Podcast merch. Also, if you're a Bone Zone fan or a Do You Know Who Jason Segel is fan, you can get merch, t-shirts for those shows as well. Go to worldrecordpodcast.com. It has all the links to everything. All right, that's it. Enjoy this episode. Bye.
Maybe you guys should bring a third person into the bedroom. It's not me.
I just snotted all over my lip. The thought of a threesome.
Why?
The thought of a threesome. Ooh. The thought of a threesome.
Come on, baby. Where's my keyboard?
Gotta turn it on.
Damn, she's good. My God, she's good.
Gotta have a threesome in the hood.
My God, she's amazing. Where did you learn those skills? My God, God. My God, woman.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, like that.
The World Record Podcast.
My God,
A-Train. Today we have a special guest, Johnny Pemberton.
In studio, baby.
I-S-S-S-S.
In studio.
Hard to see you.
In the Skid Row studio.
We record this on Skid Row.
Hi, my name is...
That would be crazy.
Hi, my name is Michael David Jeff James Steve. Hi, call me Michael David James Jeff Steve Kevin Dave.
Hi.
Michael James Jeff and Kev Steve Dave Compton.
I like those names.
Hi, I'm adopted. My name's Bitch Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm adopted. My name is Tone Thunk.
Hi, my name's Bitch Rodriguez. Is my burrito ready?
I don't understand Bitch Rodriguez.
It's a first name.
You know what I just realized is the name Tone Bell is, that's a cool name.
Do you think it's fake, like Hugh Moore?
Probably is fake, but
who's Tone Bell?
He's a comedian.
Comedian.
One of the sweetest, nicest men you'll ever meet.
He's Johnny had a threesome with him.
Oh. I probably would, actually. You know, I wouldn't have a threesome with
you.
Tone.
Would have an MMF threesome?
What's that mean? Male, female?
Yeah.
I would probably do that with him. I think it would be something where he would just be so polite, he would probably be like, I don't know, he would take care of everybody.
So he makes sure everybody...
He's a very polite man, extremely polite man.
I know the name. I'm trying to picture him. I feel like we did like Montreal or something together.
Probably.
Maybe.
Tone. Yeah, I just realized that's probably not a real name, but it's. I never thought about that before.
I mean, maybe call it is real. Maybe it, like his parents call thought Tone. It would be cool with the last
maybe.
Name Bell.
Probably cool parents.
Yeah.
I don't think I have his number. Tone. If I do, I don't think I do.
Yeah, well, it's weird to get a call out of the blue.
Out of the blue.
Oh, no,
is your name real?
Yeah.
Is that your given name? You ever think about that?
Oh, it's not his real name.
Oh,
Michael Anthony Bell II. Michael Anthony Van Halen.
There you go. Michael Anthony. So Bell's real, but you know what? Anthony is kind of like Tony and Tone, so it is real.
So I guess it's like, yeah, his dad, since he's the
Tone.
Second, to avoid confusion, they refer to him by his middle name, which I never really understood. I have a friend that I grew up with whose dad, they're both named John Laser Wang.
Mm.
And when I first like met, because I dated his stepsister, and that's when I first met like his dad and stuff. And everybody called him Chris.
You
know, I'm like, Chris?
Just name him Chris then.
Wow.
Well, so why name him after your, why if you're not going to call him by his name? Johnny's already mocking the podcast.
This is my new tone. It's how you shut someone down.
Wow.
Why are you shutting me down? I was telling an interesting story.
I'm just trying to see if it would, what effect it would have. It was an experiment.
It worked.
What,
well,
what kind of effect
works.
Do you think it would have on me the most?
Wow.
The man with the most explosive temper wow. in show business.
You want to hear my... I have a way to talk to TSA.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
This is my TSA. Ready? Just start talking to me and I'll do my... This is my TSA shutdown.
So this
shut
is when you're getting
voice.
The pat down?
Anything. Anything okay. at all. Any TSA interaction.
Sir, you're going to have to take your laptop out of the bag.
Oh,
if you're gonna
take out my laptop? Okay, so I just take it out? Where do that's... I put it?
Oh my God, do they
where do
flip
I put
out?
It? No, oh, okay. Just put it here? Okay, I'll put it there.
Did
good.
Did you do this take for your... real recently?
I have done it one time and it sort of... has a weird unintended consequence where it makes everyone
where they
feel
make
good.
You miss your flight.
No, it makes you, because they don't know who I am.
Right.
So they think I'm being honest. I think I'm just being like a,
like, oh my
like
gosh,
a weird,
so
sweet
helpful.
Guy, overly yeah. sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did get the pat down, though. I got to say, I did like it.
Do you have pre-check?
I just applied for it. I keep forgetting to apply for it. You know, when you travel, you come home and you're like, the last thing you want to think about is traveling.
Yeah.
So I just keep, for years I've been forgetting about
decade,
it. I finally signed up for it.
It's like you remember when you get to the airport.
Yeah,
you're like,
really
oh, I meant
like,
to sign
oh,
up
oh, yeah,
for
this
pre-check.
Is hell. This yeah. is absolute total yeah. hell. And I have to take off my shoes and be
yeah, yeah.
talked.
Do you yeah. ever fly with Brent Weinbach?
I know, but Brent's the reason I got the pat down.
Oh, well.
He talks about getting the pat down.
Yeah.
Because well, he doesn't want to go through the x-ray.
Yeah, and he's right.
Oh yeah, don't.
Wait,
I'm not going through some. Well, number one, it's a fucking X-ray machine that's just put in there by some, you know, somebody, some government official's friend owns the company.
Well, it's not an X-ray machine even. It's not that. It's not an X-ray. It's
what
like,
does it do?
It's a microwave machine. It has.
Yeah.
It's a backscatter radiation. It uses. I don't know what it uses. I think it's microwave.
Either way,
like
I don't trust the
microwave.
Technology. But when I was flying, you know, all the time. I was yeah. like, no, fuck, I'm not taking a 100 of these a year.
Oh, yeah,
whatever.
That's I agree, and that's why I've stopped doing it, but I kept forgetting. I hate it that I have to do it. That's why I got the pat down. I'm like, you know what? This is going to be the last time I go through this fucking machine.
Yeah. I'll just do that then.
One of the best gifts that I had given myself during the COVID, because when I started traveling again, mm-hmm. I was like, ah, shit, I remembered I got an email to renew my
pre-check,
and I was like, fuck, I probably didn't do it because I wasn't traveling, and it turns out I did it.
Smart.
I was like, oh, shit, I did that in the middle
I mean,
of the pandemic.
I mean, it's huge. Pre-check is life-changing.
It's a big deal because you don't have to take your shoes off.
You just walk right
you don't have
through.
To do shit. You don't have to take your jacket off. You don't have to take your shoes off. You don't have to take your laptop out. You still, if you have podcasts or if you have any kind of electronic equipment,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna have to have some sort of conversation with the guy running the X-ray machine.
They yeah. tested my.
Generally, they know it's bottle. For like a podcast or something. Oh.
They tested the baby's water bottle.
Yeah.
To make sure it wasn't an explosive.
Yeah.
He like opened it up.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll just pour it out. He's like, no.
They tested Marley's like, hands. Oh, they friend. Tested our 4-year-old's hands yeah. for explosive residue.
Well, that's because they have to like. That's because there's some of the dumbest. People in America.
Yeah.
I know.
And I don't know.
Unemployable.
I feel bad for them.
I mean,
I do.
I feel pity for them. It's frustrating
because
it's
I don't
like,
really because they have
put some there.
They gave them a uniform and now they can take out their it's like a form of therapy for
you
them.
You think if maybe
because their
didn't,
lives are shit and then they can make someone else's life miserable.
Do you think if they didn't put them in a uniform and let's say they just had to wear like a black shirt and slacks,
mm-hmm.
it would be different?
Probably. Oh, probably, yeah. They do dress them up like, you know,
like,
some weird,
like
they have badges and shit.
You know what's changed now is you can't abuse them verbally.
Why, what really? Happens?
Because you used to be able to say whatever you want. You used to call them like, you know, you asshole, you dumb piece
yeah.
of shit. Like, you could say whatever you want because it's you have the right to say that.
You yeah. asshole.
You could. I know people, there's people,
I would,
there's
dude.
A comedian
oh
we know who
God.
Does that. He used to down-dress them and say, you're a retarded piece of crap. You suck.
Is this a rich kid?
No, it's not. Okay. It's a comedian we know. Older guy, well, not somewhat older, but you can't, now it says no threats, no verbal abuse.
Yeah.
Or else you won't go on your flight.
I don't know. I mean, they can do whatever they want now.
They could do whatever they want.
But that didn't used to be the case. So it's a new sign. Those are new as of the last year because I think people
are probably losing
people
it.
Are losing their well, shit in airports.
Yeah.
But also, why is it still, like, that's the thing and that's what, you know, all the new rules because of COVID and stuff. Everybody's gonna like.
I got new rules.
Well, everybody's the TSA now. It's like because when you're flying a lot, You go to some place, they're like, you have to put your shoes in the bin.
Yeah.
And then you go to another place, take your shoes out of the bin. You don't put them in there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, you guys just make up your own rules.
Pre-check, baby.
Pre-check's
the way to go.
Check.
Pre-check.
Sing a song.
Take my time through the pre-check.
Check my dick.
Gonna go fly on the moon.
I've got pre-cum in my check bag. I got pre-check. Preck. You ever call it preck? Isn't that a gross word? Preck.
You know you can get pregnant from pre-cum.
I'm all prepped up.
Learn that on Shari.
No, that's not true though.
If it's there's not a sperm in there.
No. Maybe like a special vagina with special prep. But I think it's normally not possible.
I've used the pull-out method my whole adult life.
And you have two kids?
It's worked. I said no. It's all right.
Really?
Let's
just
see
like,
what happens.
Let it rip? What did you say exactly in the moment? Did you say, let it rip?
Shoot. I was like, let it shoot.
Did you say let it ride?
Yes.
I've decided that's the worst phrase that exists is let it ride.
Who says let it ride?
You'll see it on packaging.
Gamblers.
I saw it recently. This is so embarrassing. Not embarrassing to me, but just like cringy. There's some company that makes like coffee tea bags. Like you put the coffee, you let it, put it in the hot water to soak it to make your coffee.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
And it says you can put it in there for 5 minutes or just let it ride. I'm like, oh, God, let it ride.
Ugh. What does that even?
It means like, yeah, bro, just keep the bag in there. You know, let it ride.
Oh,
well,
like,
they're cool. They're a cool coffee tea bag company.
Yeah, you know.
It's like millennials run it.
Well, millennials run all things now. All language on any product whatsoever has a thing where it's like, you ever been on a recorded Zoom call? And it says it's recording and you don't click accept. You say, got it. Okay, got it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we're recording now. Okay, got it? Or I don't know about this.
Wait, recording now. No cap or dead ass?
What the fuck does that mean?
Dead ass.
Dead ass?
That would be funny if you had to say dead ass.
Yeah, that's like the do not disturb signs in hotels.
Oh, those
are like,
those are,
you know,
gotten
dreaming
bad.
Up a new game plan.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, just keep on walking because this cool guy's snoozing up a storm.
Hey, oh, it's so annoying.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to let it ride tonight.
Yeah. Let it.
It's
my,
also like, well, wait, what does that mean? Like,
took a bunch of
in?
Pills last night. Uh-huh. There's a corpse in here. Just let it ride.
Let it ride. Oh, my God. I have a body and I did rapage.
Oh, wait, what?
It's like, what?
Just be cool, raping.
Be cool. I'm having some consensual sex. No big deal. Having consensual sex behind here. Hey, nothing
Please
to see here.
Not.
Just some consensual sex behind this door.
Consensual penis vagina or penis anus or penis mouth sex.
No
we
big
might
deal.
Do them all.
Just some NBA. Just some NBA sex. Non-binary.
Might be touching
oh,
the tips.
Mary.
Non-binary
just
sex.
Just touching tips and wetting lips.
Touching yeah. tips and wetting lips.
Check
now
out
you're
our
gonna...
wet bar. Check out our wet bar. It's got condoms. Don't
oh,
you love
yeah.
when a hotel is like, hey, guess what? We know you have sex in here. We know you have sex in our hotel. It's okay, we get it. Just no parties, more than two. You can have a party on the bed, but that's it. Party on the bed, but no party on the floor. Don't make us break down your motherfucking door. We're gonna come in there, we'll make you have sex. Use the condoms and use the wet bar. Get wet, get drunk, make a mistake and come back, get funked up. Hey, come to our hotel, put out the placard so we don't walk in on you getting head from somebody that you just met. From going down to the bar where all the sexy singles hang out. Ooh-wee. Downtown Atlanta, it's my place to be. Oh yeah, go to the W and do cocaine in the elevator with this guy who's security guard. His name's Jeffrey, but we call him J-Max. Yeah, I love the W. It fucking smells like coke. Mm. You know what? Actually, I'll just let it ride.
Let it ride.
Can I freshen up your drink?
Just let it ride.
No big deal.
I forgot that you're good at freestyle rapping.
I haven't done it in a long time. I've taken a long break.
You've come to the right place. We do a lot of freestyle raps.
I feel like we haven't rapped in a while.
Did you just hear about Skeet?
What do you mean?
That's Pete Davidson's new name.
Oh, yeah. Going up to space.
What's his name?
Kane.
Kanye. Yee. I always thought...
Yeah, it's Ye.
Yeah, I always call it Yee and Yeezy.
He was Yee for a bit.
Is it Yeezy?
It's just Ye now.
Now it's just Ye.
But what was when he was Yeezy? Was it Yeezy or Yeezy?
I think it was Yeezy. Yeezy. Y-E-E-Z-Y. Yeah.
Wait, why is Skeet...
You got Yeezys?
Skeet's going up to the moon.
Is he really? No, he's not.
He's going into space.
Oh, I don't know that. Is that he really is, or is Kanye...
For real.
Oh.
He's going into... I don't know who he's going with, though.
Jeff Bezos.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got to put him on one of those things.
Nice.
But they barely go to space, though, right? Don't they just kind of go up to the edge of the atmosphere and come back? They're not flying through...
Through the fire, the heat.
Yeah, they are, sort of, but they're not...
But they don't have to wear, astronaut clothes.
That's because the cabin's pressurized. Mm. Yeah.
They don't lose gravity.
They do.
They might.
That's the whole point, right?
God, would you want to go up there?
Yeah, I don't know. What is the point?
No.
Is there any footage of these guys in space?
I mean, I heard the Earth is flat. I do agree.
But wouldn't you be scared that, like, it would explode or something?
Yeah, but that's why you do it, because it's like, oh, it's exciting. It's cool. You can talk to people about it.
Bezos Blue Origin crew float in zero gravity during...
Mm-hmm.
Yo, guys!
Okay. Zero G. Take off your pants, let my dick flow free. Flopping around like a fish without the sea. Check me out, Mr. B-E-Z-E.
You know, if you jizz in zero gravity, like, your cum just hangs out there.
Actually, it becomes a bullet. Do you know that? It's illegal to jizz in zero G because do you know how fast jizz comes out of your penis?
Really fast.
Like 150 miles an hour.
No, 150,000 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And it slows down very fast because it's the shape, but if you do it in zero gravity...
It just keeps going.
It's a bullet.
Could go through the wall.
There's women who've died, by astronauts who've died because they had sex in zero G and just shot through the woman like a bullet and the guy got charged with murder. Seriously.
It went up through her stomach and
out
through the top
through
of her head.
And became like a skewer, like a barbecue skewer.
Oh, shit.
And nothing but a hole there.
A movie pitch. Remember the movie...
Cumjet, it's called.
Soul C-Jet. Plane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was like a movie that I had an idea.
That's a real movie though, right?
But this is for it's Tracy Morgan is a janitor at NASA.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's cleaning up the space shuttle and slips or he's like, or he's getting chased by someone. He's like, oh shoot, I gotta get out of here. And he launches himself into space and then he's stuck in space. And that there was a scene where he jerks off and he's dodging his jizz because it's everywhere. And another one where he gets diarrhea and he's got to dodge his diarrhea.
And what? How's the movie end then?
He gets back and he gets reunited with his son.
And take a ride in a limo.
And they take a ride in a limo. And then his son, this goes into my next movie, which is called OGDAD. And his son has a kid.
Of that? OGDAD, I get it.
Yeah, OGDAD.
OGDAD.
and then he has a kid and then the kid in his stroller has rims on it.
Ooh, I love strollers with rims.
That's the whole movie.
Yeah.
Strollers with
rims. I did have an idea for a movie what was it called? It was OG something like that, but it was like a rapper, I don't know, some illegitimate kid of a rapper. I forget the idea. I'll have to go through my notes.
Yeah, you have extensive notes.
Johnny, you're just on the road doing stand-up comedy.
I was, and I'm going to be again. I leave on Saturday. I have shows on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Are these with your boyfriend, Duncan?
No, just me. Just me. I'm in Cincinnati.
Fun.
I'm in Nashville. I'm in Atlanta, and I'm in Birmingham.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know. It's a lot of places. A little bit
well, this
much.
Won't be out in time for that.
Are you flying?
Okay, well, that's why
drive?
I was here. So,
okay, see you, John.
Well, I fly to the... Fly to the first place,
take
rent
a horse
a car,
to the second place,
and then I take a horse to Nashville, and then I take a. I'm gonna do a bike ride.
Is it just gonna be? It's just you.
Just
you
me.
Do you know who your openers are gonna be?
Someplace. Fadum's gonna open for me in Nashville. Otherwise, it's some local comics. Different.
Is he
local
there
comics.
Shooting something or something?
No, he's gonna be there visiting his grandma.
Oh. Aww.
He has family all over the globe.
He does, but mainly in the South.
in the mid-south there. Mid-south.
Never been to Nashville. It's supposed to be
It's pretty
cool.
It's fucking cool. Yeah, I think it's cool.
Yeah.
They call it Nash Vegas, you know.
Because there's a strip there?
Because it's just party time. It's like big time. People
go
there.
Is gambling legal?
I don't think so, but it's definitely bars are open pretty late, open till 3.
Nash Vegas. That doesn't even really make sense.
Because it's a party town. It's like a big party town, like drinking.
Well, why not call it Nashy or Nash Orleans?
Not just. That's but
you know I think
sense.
They also call it Nash Vegas because it grows. It's been growing like crazy. There's constantly construction in Nashville. Mm. That's sort of like Vegas, right?
Yeah, there's always something going on. In Vegas is a fucking shithole.
What about Nash?
I want to go
Nash
though.
Austin.
I want to see. I want to
like
see
Vegas.
Magic Mike live again.
Oh, I bet you do.
Is I that saw like, it in 2008. Really,
a guy cummed in her face.
So how much did that? Does that like reinvigorate your relationship in the bedroom after you go see Magic Mike live? Is it like? Pump you up.
Well, you know, I went with my girlfriends and spent maybe if he was there.
They
yes.
fingered each other after
but
the
sure,
show.
But sure, but does it pump you up so you got like a, you know, like when you do mushrooms, you have a couple weeks of raised serotonin, but there's chemicals in your brain that get higher. So if you go to Magic Mike Live, are you like
definitely hornier? You should once you walk into the building, like the level of like
horniness.
The decibel level, all the girls are like. Like for hours. It's
so that's a
so
good tip
fun.
For a guy in Vegas. If you're horny,
hang out
just
outside
hang out outside of fucking Magic Mike.
Because they've been juiced up. They're ready to get pumped.
Half
ready.
Of them are ready to cheat on their goddamn husbands. It's like bachelorette
parties. If they have
parties.
Husbands.
Well, it
that's
is
what
all
I'm saying. You could get
parties.
Some. You could definitely bone down on a whale. That's for sure.
You could
harpoon
some,
a whale.
You get some top tier sliz.
Get top tier sliz.
Slipping out of there.
If you don't feel like working too hard for it, you could just harpoon a whale.
Definitely one of the bachelorette
friends. Definitely get some strange
friends.
If you're married.
But what if you're a whale? What if you're like a whale guy? Then it's not.
No, then,
still
then,
a whale?
Then it's a score.
I'm like Moby Dick, baby, and you're Ahab. I'm Ahab. You're Moby. What was the whale called? Moby Dick, right?
What's a female?
Imagine
Moba
calling
Dick.
A girl. Yeah, imagine calling her Moby Dick. Like that would suck.
Say, hey, what's up? You're like a blue whale, the most beautiful beast in the ocean.
Like such, the biggest, largest.
It moves super, moves fast. It takes, it lives a long time. It's very sleek, beautiful color.
Gets washed up on the beach, gets rolled back in.
But a lot of women
all
are
wet.
Proud of that. They're proud of their, they, people
gotta
want
be.
People want the bigness and they give off the bigness. It's a mutual, it's like a symbiosis.
I would like to be with someone who's like a feeder who wants me to get fatter
go
and
for
will
that.
Feed me.
Go for it. Find them.
Donuts
take the kids.
And junk.
Really?
Take the kids. Leave me. Never. I'll never
be
see
fun?
You.
It's like you can get fat and the guy still like wants to bone you.
You still have to live. Like you still have to live with all the repercussions of being like 500 pounds.
Maybe not 500. You just get up to like you know
feeders. If you're feeding
two or
them.
Three.
But that's not what they want. They want like a biggest blobbiest
lady. Like someone
lady.
Who can't move.
I disagree. I think they want to feed.
That's
it's
what
the
they
feeding
like.
You want because you want to see them like. Eat on the thing and eat it. It's like a visceral thing. You want to see him chew and
but
swallow.
I think they want him to be super huge and fat.
And greased up.
Imagine.
Who do we call to find out about that?
Feeder?
Yeah.
Is that the actual term, a feeder?
I think, I don't.
Sounds right.
A feeder. That would just be awesome. It's like you're just laying on the couch and he's just feeding you ice cream all night. And he's like getting a boner.
Getting
awesome?
Off by getting fat.
Getting off by getting fat.
Getting off by getting fat.
This is from
Dr. Oz.
Scientific American.
Can we call Dr. Oz?
Okay. How might female butterflies gain an advantage? What?
What?
They can taste through their feet. All right. Huh?
Wait, hold on a second. That's about real butterflies.
I know. Meet the feeders. I thought it was a feederism.
Feederism?
Underground sexual fetish, which involves one partner, the feeder, feeding the other. Both to obtain sexual arousal and to encourage
pumping
weight gain in the feedee. Feederism can vary in nature. Let's call.
Maybe I'm a feeder.
Yeah, I mean,
because I always
definitely
buy you junk and treats and stuff.
You've introduced a lot of bad eating habits.
But that's
all right.
Life.
But you're a grown man. You can say no.
Oh yeah, tell that to somebody ODing on heroin on Skid Row.
Ooh.
Okay, I will.
Say, oh, well, you're a grown man. You could just say no.
Yeah, he could.
You made me have kids.
Just say blow.
Made me have
don't
kids.
Have sex,
so then there's
blow.
Bags of Halloween candy around.
Throw it in the trash.
I can't.
Exactly.
I just throw in the trash.
Who's going to throw perfectly good Milky Way?
I have thrown.
Milky Way's gross anyway.
I've thrown pounds of candy in the trash. You know what a special trick is, though? I heard about this years ago. Pour bong water on it. And you definitely won't want to eat it.
I don't have a bong.
Get a bong.
I do have a bong.
Yeah, you
a freeze
do. You have
pipe.
A freeze pipe, remember?
The freeze pipe?
That's
what is
right.
that? A pipe you put in the freezer?
Yeah, it has
the
special
and then you smoke
glycerin
it
in there.
So it doesn't break.
The freeze
I'll see if
pipe.
I can bring Big Nancy in. Okay. There's probably just going to be a lot of recordings.
Hi, you freak.
Thank you for calling. Located in the beautiful city of. We are very. Please hold
it's
a moment.
Such a shithole down there.
Well, they have a zero. You
wow,
can
I can't believe that. You
all
just
you
said that
zero.
About
I know.
City.
Why are you so. Oh, why are you so hate today?
He says the beautiful city of. It's not beautiful at all.
Hello?
He's trying to make the most of it.
I know. I'm sorry. I take it back.
Just being proud of, like, who you are and where you're from is not...
I am yeah. proud of who I am and where I'm from. I'm from Burbank, baby.
The B... Ooh.
We have a Burbank resident in our midst right now.
Yeah, just dox me, why don't you?
I'll give him
just
your address.
Just dox me. Everyone loves to talk about how I live in Burbank like it's something special.
I love it because...
Blair doxed me on her podcast. She said, you live in Burbank. I'm like, why are you doxing me?
Dude, why?
Why Sorry, are you dox? Why do you say I live in Burbank?
Well, just bleep it.
People be driving around Burbank trying to... Oh, they know now. They all know now.
They're going to they, find you, too.
They know.
You know what? That would be a good...
Street.
Thank you for calling.
You know how they have the, like, Hollywood tours?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We should start a Burbank,
Burbank
one.
Burbank tours.
Oh, my
where you
God.
Go past all the celebrities' houses in Burbank.
Well, Toluca Lake,
Friday,
there's a bunch of...
April 2nd.
Famous people.
Dave Grohl.
He lives in Encino.
He lives in T...
Listen to the following...
Toluca Lake.
One time
for
I went to his house in Encino.
Why?
Press 2.
Because
Talk
I was
for hours of operation.
Turn this off for a second. I want to tell
I
a story.
Find out which one of...
Does nanny mean
All
something else?
Requires
no.
or to speak
okay.
to a representative, please press 0.
0. When I nannied, before. The kids went to school with him,
mm-hmm.
and the little girl was best friends with his
Hold on.
Girl.
They went to school with Dave Grohl.
His kids.
Dave Grohl goes like the fourth grade.
So she had a sleepover at his house, and... My boss, her mom, said, could I pick her up from his house? And I said, sure. So I went into his house.
Did you see him? Did he go like,
yes,
some
he
coffee?
Invited me into the house.
Oh, he was nice as hell.
So unbelievably nice and genuine.
Hello.
Hey, come on in.
Did he make you coffee?
No, I just picked her up.
Was that it? He just
Did
said
he
hi.
Pound the
and
skins?
And we were talking a little bit. His daughter came out like on this like scooter thing. And he's like, oh, I broke my ankle. And so I had this thing. Like we were just talking about that. And he was very, very nice. I've seen him many times.
Really?
Did he say, there goes
that,
my hero.
Watch him as he goes.
We can do a karaoke of that.
There
goes
I don't know what's up
my
with that.
Hero. He's on an array.
I've never met him. I will someday.
He really is as nice as he seems.
He is a professional. There's a reason that he's so famous and everyone loves him because he's good at... And these are skills that I need. I wish I learned when I was younger.
You can still learn.
I know.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm trying.
That's the attitude.
I'm trying.
You listen to
well,
Johnny when he says
late.
That you don't listen to me.
It's too late for me.
Well, no.
It's too late for me, but I could teach my kids.
It.
I could teach my
but
kids.
But what is the attitude you're saying? I want to hear this.
Just the, well, you know, I was brought up with a bad attitude to learn that everybody's out to get you.
Yeah, that's a Philly thing.
Yeah. But, being angry at people's success. But, Dave Grohl has that thing where he makes everybody feel like the most important person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like he
yes.
did, I watched that, I watched a few of those Hot Wings, Hot Ones.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, every one of those videos has like 10 million views.
People like when people get hot.
People like watching people
eat
wings.
Eat
like when someone goes, oh, wow, now it's the real, oh, that's the real.
It's
that's
weird
the
though,
real
you know.
Zoe Kravitz.
I watched.
Ooh, that's,
like, yeah, I
ooh, that's hot. Ooh, that's hot.
Nobody
wow.
really.
That's
I mean,
Zoe
the ones
Kravitz.
That I watch, nobody's like losing their shit. Everybody's just kind of like, ooh, yeah, ooh, that one's hot. But Dave Grohl went on there and like brought like alcohol, and he's like, we're doing shots. Like, kind of took
yeah.
over the whole thing, and then was like, man, I gotta tell you. And this is Dave Grohl, who's on the road. Do you think he's watching hours of Hot Ones? Maybe.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah, he is probably.
Maybe, and he's like. You know, he like knew some of the stuff, and he's like, the first time we did Saturday Night Live, I was like, wow, I'm here or whatever. And then David Letterman, I was like, holy shit, I can't believe I'm here. And then he's like, now this show I've been watching forever, and I can't believe I'm here. And the dude,
was just like
I think by the end, I think he was fucking crying. That
yeah.
Because he also got him drunk. Oh. So by the end, he's just like, man, this is just so cool that you're here.
I mean, he's like really guy. Like the nicest. He has, well, there's also a story. They had like a daddy-daughter dance at the school, and he was doing shows in Australia, and he flew from Australia to go to the daddy-daughter dance, and then he flew back to Australia to do shows. And I was well, isn't that a good dad and a nice guy?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
I would fly to Australia, though, just being on that plane, having that alone time and a nice, you know.
That's true.
A nice...
But I mean, it was also first class. You know that fool's first class.
Or private class. Jet, right?
Yeah. Probably private even, man.
Yeah.
You can't do private all the way to Australia.
Yeah, you can. Sweetheart.
If you're Dave Grohl, I'm sure you can.
That's the Sweetheart podcast. That would be a cool podcast, right? We're just guys call girls Sweetheart.
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 See,
Sweetheart.
I kind of like it. I think it's not. I'm like, aw.
I think a lot of people do, but they are.
They can't like
you
it.
You can only do it in the South, though, really.
If you're a girl, you're not supposed
Thank
to like it.
Thank you for calling.
I get called
All
sweetheart
the ladies
a lot.
Call
sweetheart.
Hun. Sweetie. Everybody calls you hun in
honey.
The Northeast.
I'm sorry.
Natasha calls me
selection.
Honey, and I like
honey.
It.
Honey, re-enter your selection now. Thank you for calling.
Should
located
call
in the city of
different story.
It is our pleasure to announce that we have reopened
I like
with
how
Diamond
have,
Services
like
effective April the 2nd.
Is this the same guy from the other one?
No, it's, but it's a similar type of thing.
COVID-19 guidelines. As mandated
it's definitely a man.
By the county
ESL.
Of Los Angeles.
You know who he
Department
sounds like, and no offense if you know this guy.
For your safety.
Do you remember on Howard Stern when they would call the NAMBLA hotline?
No, I never watched Howard Stern.
Oh, I think maybe.
He would
by
say,
using face covering when
I'm
going to
find it, and it sounds just
in
like this guy.
The restaurant.
I hope it's not the
this
same
applies
guy.
To all adults
now
over the ages of two.
Hey, so when is this going to come out?
Social distancing.
A couple weeks.
Do you want it to be out sooner? We could just release it sooner.
Well, it still wouldn't be out by the weekend.
It's fine.
At all times.
And the guy has to edit it. Matt has to edit it.
Also, COVID's going to be over by then.
Yeah,
safe
if
dining
they, people won't understand
if
what we're referencing when we
help,
talk about COVID.
Please contact
then.
A management
Wouldn't that be
team.
Funny?
Okay, listen to this
for
guy's voice.
Please press 201.
Okay, wait, and then.
For hours of operation, please press 202.
Okay.
To speak to an associate,
play the NAMBLA guy.
Zero.
I did
Robert
press zero.
And team, thank you for your...
It said it was wrong. Okay, now here's the NAMBLA guy.
This music is great. What is this?
It's like Brent Weinbach.
This is NAMBLA, the North American Men Boy Love Association.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, it's almost the same voice.
New York, the Horatio Alger chapter meets.
How does NAMBLA, are they still around?
Okay, it might be the exact same person.
How does NAMBLA actually do that, though? How
can we help you?
Yeah, hey, how's it going? I'm a feeder, and I'm going to be bringing my wife, Big Nancy, in.
Hi. How's it going?
Hi. Of course.
I'm a feedie, and he's my feeder.
I'm so sorry. Can you say that one more time?
I'm a feedie, and he's my feeder. He feeds me.
Yeah, I feed her to get, you know, fat. It's like our thing. Is that okay?
Is it alright if we come in and sit there for a while and he just feeds me?
And I do my, like, you know...
Sudoku?
Of course. No, yeah, that's okay.
Our
okay.
son might come, too.
Oh, yeah, our son John might come.
He's grown up.
He's our grown son.
I just watched.
Of course, no problem.
But and it's like, we are getting, you know, just full disclosure, we are getting sexual gratification from the food, but we're not doing anything sexual in the store.
No penetration or anything
yeah,
like that.
There's no anal or oral. It's just me... I guess it's oral because she's eating the food, and that's what turns me on. Because she, what do you weigh now, Nance?
I'm at about 240.
I called it.
You
I called
did, right?
it.
You timed
do-do-do.
It.
Do-do-do. You know what? You ever tried
any other matter?
You ever tried
leave your message at the end of the beep. We call you back as soon as possible, but we'll have to do it in collect.
Collect
so weird. Yeah, it's from like the 90s.
How can they have an organization like that? I don't understand how
North American
real.
Man Boy Love Association.
Yeah, it seems like it's not possible. Like it's illegal.
How,
it's
a different time. Can't you just arrest them all?
I guess they weren't like
pets?
Although they were openly. Did you ever see there's a documentary that I just rewatched that is really interesting on it's called Chicken Hawk.
Chicken Hawk.
Uh-huh. What's it about?
it follows, or it's about like a NAMBLA guy.
Okay.
This guy Leland, who I believe might be dead now. Me and there was, when I first moved to Austin, I started hanging out with these two guys, Chris and Braden, and we had a lot of fun. I was doing drug studies, getting paid, and we would watch Vernon, Florida, Chicken Hawk. There was another one that that was in heavy rotation.
The American movie one, maybe.
That came out later, but yeah. Chicken Hawk was real good. This guy Leland, who taught, like, I mean, total. A lot of these guys are exactly when you could spot them. You're just like, oh, that guy's like a child molester or something.
No way. You can't spot him by
well, you see this guy in his sweaters and the way he talks. Like, as soon as he says a few, oh, look at that boy over there.
You mean someone who's, a man who likes men?
A man who likes
who
young,
likes young boys.
A man who likes boys.
Like underage?
Like a boy or like
boy,
a
boy.
Like a young man, like a young, fresh
like
man?
No, he liked boys.
Like prepubescent.
Not pre-pube, but like right like 13, around that area, 14. Probably like 12.
What is the name for someone who's not a ped? They like young people, but not people who are
not like kids.
Yeah, isn't there a name for that?
I don't know.
Normal.
Well,
man.
You mean National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws?
Yeah. Like Chicken Hawk, Men Who Love Boys. That's the documentary.
How about Sweet Tooth? You ever heard of that idea?
No.
No.
Sweet Tooth. Like I have heard that said before. Like, oh, he just has a sweet tooth. Like, he likes girls who are 15. He just has a bit of a sweet tooth.
I've never heard that.
He's kind of got a sweet tooth, that's all.
Oh, God, that's so disgusting.
Oh, he just got a little bit of a sweet tooth.
I mean, you just go to, just put them in jail. Just kill him, honestly.
Why?
Just shoot him in the head. You shouldn't have people walking around like that.
Who have a sweet tooth?
Yeah, who have a sweet tooth. Kill everyone who has a sweet tooth.
Oh, wow. I bet she's so innocent over here.
I went down. I learned something that I wish that I had never learned.
All right, tell us.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know. Do I want to know?
I won't. I won't tell you everything.
You got something kind of like her. Play like the left side of the keyboard, like a minor chord.
Other left.
Yeah, there you go.
What
did you learn?
I was like just on a rabbit hole of, I've been watching this, there's this YouTube channel called Soft White Underbelly. Did we talk about this?
We have, I think you told me about it, but I forgot.
Where the guy like interviews a lot of people from Skid Row and stuff.
Oh.
And then he also has like, he interviews a lot of sex offenders.
What did you learn that you didn't
So I learned about, so then like, I think that's, there was a suggested video for that Josh Duggar guy.
Who's
oh,
that?
God.
19
Who's
Kids
that?
And Counting or something. Yes. One of those TLC shows where it's like Mormons, they have 1,000 kids.
Okay.
And this guy fucking used to molest his kid, not his kids, but his sisters
siblings.
Or something.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, total fucking religious guy. And like that thing happened. Everyone's like, well, he was like, oh, I was 14. I don't know, whatever. Everyone's still like, okay, that's right. Fine, I guess. Whatever, we can't. And then like, he got caught with like child pornography a couple times, and then like they raided his car dealership. Mm-hmm. And he had all this kiddie porn on his computers or whatever. And then it
In
said
the
like the cops were just kind of like this, you know, this guy's a fucking piece of shit. Like it's not just like
you an know, isolated incident.
Yeah.
Well, and also the level of pornography there were, and I won't get into the script,
no,
but there's a
don't
guy
say
they
anything.
Said one of the videos. Was from this guy who like makes these incredibly who's in jail in Australia,
right?
And he makes like these horrific videos that people would get on the dark. Either way, he's like this guy that was making and distributing tons.
Yeah.
Of
Yeah.
Oh God.
And I looked at that guy's Wikipedia page and wished that I had never
why
read.
Why would you look at that?
But why is it so bad to look at something's Wikipedia?
Just hearing what he,
it describes. It's
stuff that
the
he
videos
did.
That he was making
oh,
were just heartbreaking.
Don't, what do you mean like heartbreaking? Like what? He was like killing.
No, don't say anything.
Doing our words?
Let's just skip it. I don't want to know. Please.
See, the ages, I mean,
I
very young
I don't
want to
know. La, la, la,
right?
La.
But this is, but you know this happens. Like, this happens. It's terrible.
But I don't want to have a specifics where I can pick
Yeah, okay. Just knowing that there, and then, like, movie? You know, specific, like, it's like, oh, and they, yeah. Like, you know, the
Did
kids
you see that movie, Border? It's like Swedish.
Yeah, I love that movie.
See, I didn't like it because of that aspect to it.
What
I
aspect
did you see
of
a
it?
Serbian film?
that the guy was like stealing babies to make videos like that.
Yeah, but it's kids. Also that's the point of the movie, right? It's supposed to be, oh, this is terrible. It's like,
yes,
really uncomfortable and bad.
I just wish it was something. I'm like, can we do something else? I feel like there's a lot of
Go watch The Little Mermaid then, honey.
I feel like there's
deal with reality.
There's a lot of violence against kids in movies for devices.
Uh-oh, like what's that?
Device, which I think is unnecessary.
But dogs.
What's
okay,
that?
Wait a second. So I can be serious for 1 second. You can talk about pedophile and stuff in the second I get serious.
No.
You change the subject and want to play family.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Talk about it.
No, that's it.
Oh, wow. So I recognize this tone.
Yeah.
You know what this is like? You're married.
Mm-hmm.
You have two little kids.
It's called the
that
never.
Makes everything
It's the always something tone. It's always something with this bitch. I'm just saying in general with wives.
It's true.
Johnny, do you want to play the Family Feud game?
Yes, I do.
This is a great game. So you let us know what you think about the game. Okay. A-Train hates it.
Got
it.
I don't hate
Everyone
it.
Else loves it.
Okay, I'm ready to play.
Is Aaron in on this? Is
I'm
it too much to have four?
I'm
no.
playing for the Australian Kids Society.
All right.
Sick fuck.
So this is the way
helps kids. It helps gives kids free ice cream and puppies.
It gives kids. It gives them points on their films that they're in. They get some money on the back end.
Yeah,
not
but it's,
even funny.
Why is that? Oh, I didn't even think. I didn't even connect that because I'm so innocent. I didn't connect that. Okay, let's play the game.
Okay, so let me explain to you how it works.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know the fast money round in Family Feud?
I think
it's at the end when they go up. And so basically, we're going to bet on Steve Harvey asks these people
Starvey
five questions.
Come on, Starvey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they guess. He says, like, you know, what's the best flavor of ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
And they say vanilla. And then it comes up and it says how many people
Show me
said vanilla.
Vanilla.
Yeah. And then it says how many people said it. So
right.
We bet on how many people said it mm-hmm. and what the number one answer is going to be.
Okay. So basically Family Feud.
It's kind of, but it's just the fast money round.
I'm ready.
You'll see. Okay. Are we ready, A-Train?
I like how you're doing a manual tally here. Like manual on
I don't know how to do it.
We
I
just,
know
you know what we do?
Simpler.
We just bring a laptop or bring an iPad with a chart.
But this is just easier for me.
It's great.
You're true. Just true that.
True that.
I grew up before the internet.
Oh, and Johnny here.
That,
mm-hmm. We have gifts for Johnny.
Oh, wow. What is this? Manscaped?
Manscaped shoes.
It's stuff to wash your fucking dick and your balls, dude.
Body wash and shampoo for your,
your hair.
Only
and your
pubes only.
So this is the women will like when my dick smells like Manscaped.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when they're down there sucking, they'll be like, oh, that's really good.
When they're down there sucking. Well, I was down there sucking, and I knew it was good.
And it smelled.
Because he was manscaped.
Like Old Spice.
Okay.
First question.
Yep.
Besides men, name something women fall in love with at first sight.
Clothes.
I was going to say clothes or jewelry.
Okay, well,
or
clothes.
Or a handbag.
Okay, clothes.
Close, but guess how many people? It's out of 100?
How many people out of
100? 30.
Okay.
So do I guess too?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess 31.
Okay, Aaron?
I think 20.
Hmm.
I'm going to go, would shoes be part of clothes?
I doubt it.
Okay, then I'm going to say 26.
Yeah, shoes are not clothes.
I think shoes might be the number one answer.
Because people are going to say shoes, clothes,
oh my God,
handbags.
This smells like
cats.
A different time.
It's very, very fragrant, no?
That's the idea, right?
So yeah. Cover up that stinky, musty
ball smell.
Do you like ball smell,
How many
smell,
years
Amanda?
Does the average person stay on the job?
Not if it's stinky.
Five.
What if it's like
name the average
washed,
years
sure.
that a person stays on the job.
Is this the truth or is it what people guessed?
It's what people guessed.
What was the question I was thinking about?
I'm going to say two. So you think about
how many years do
balls?
People stay with the job?
Two. I said two.
10.
Are you writing them down?
Okay, mister.
Whoa, Manscaped. Smelling like Abercrombie Fitch in the 90s.
That's what it is. Aaron?
He five. Said five.
Yeah. Oh, he said five.
Yeah.
I said two.
I'm going to say.
Well, no, wait. That's, yeah. We
how
got
many people
of...
said five?
Oh, right. Five. I'm going to say, I want to say 10.
Okay. Uh-oh. That's what I said, too.
Oh, no. I'm going to say, like...
Now there's too many words.
40. God. Depends
40.
Who. Depends who they're asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a teacher, you're going to work there for 30 years or whatever.
Well, and also if you're only 20, if they're asking a 25-year-old, they're like, I don't know,
I only stayed at a job
a
maybe
2 or
3. Yeah.
Well, who do they ask for this? They ask
I feel like it's
sampling?
Just people on the city walk or
something. Or maybe the audience?
No, it's not the audience. Oh. They're all pre.
It's on the phone, I think, okay. too. Aaron, yeah. What did you say, my friend?
I think that'll be 15 points.
Okay. I think I should have gone higher.
Only 15 people?
You can change it.
I'm going to do 40.
I said 40.
Oh, you did? Okay, I'm going to say 35.
That's probably
you know
better.
What? I'm going to say...
I don't have any more room on
okay,
my
never
paper.
Mind. Let's just go with 35 or 40.
Something you clean only once a year.
Ooh. Pass.
Tell me...
Oh, you said pass, so we'll have to
well,
get back.
Well, God, I would...
Okay.
Something you clean only once a year.
Your teeth.
Yeah, your ass.
Carpets?
Drapes. Carpets, yeah.
Yeah, carpets, probably.
I want to say house, but that doesn't make any sense. No.
Windows?
See, this is what happens when the white family wins.
They get them hard
theory,
shit.
I have a theory about... Family Feud is always a white family versus a black family.
Is it really?
And
or a
90% of the time.
Yeah. Family of FOC, family of color.
Is that a word?
Generally black and white.
I made it up.
Oh. African-American and Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a theory that when the white family wins, sometimes they get some pretty crazy hard answers questions.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I think that it's rigged against the whites.
Oh, I would think the opposite.
No, Steve Harvey loves it when the black family wins. Of course he would.
Why?
I love it
Why
when the black
he?
Family wins.
Why? Let's listen to this. Why would he like it if the black family won? Do tell.
Because he's a black guy and he likes it when
I don't see color. I didn't even realize he was black.
Will you be my father figure? Will you do my dog?
All right.
And
so what do we do about that? We'll just pass with
will
him.
You yeah, we'll my pass with him. Bitter.
Slang word or phrase used to refer to husbands.
Ooh, honey is the
hubby.
Name
hubby.
You know, that's probably good. Number one.
I think hubby is one of the worst words in the English language.
Oh, yeah.
You know where you see hubby a lot? It's in Yelp reviews.
For 40 more minutes of this episode, visit patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.
World record!
For 40 more minutes of this episode, visit patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.
World record!
patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.
World record!